Good evening. The show begins tonight with Exodus from California by retired state workers, reported by the LA Times. Moving to Idaho, that is a good choice. Moving to Montana, I'm told in Bozeman, Montana, there's so many people from California that the people who live in Montana are heading north to the largely unoccupied parts of Montana, saying it's too crowded in Bozeman. So what we have now is it's going to be too crowded in Idaho, California leaving, and these are big retirement checks leaving. And we also speak of the troubles that are in Los Angeles and San Francisco, the homeless, and the inability of the local governments to manage what appears to be a California problem that doesn't get solved by successive mayors. And the governor and the federal government doesn't have a solution right now. Plus, the migrants have come across the border. It's not a positive, and perhaps that explains the exodus of people who've worked for California their whole lives and are now enjoying the fruits of their retirement in another state. And then a conversation with Lorenzo Fiore in Milan about Giorgia Meloni, the very popular, to my mind, prime minister, who wants to reestablish that the nativity scene and the nativity drama is part of Christmas for the school children. Apparently, there's been a trend in Italy these last years to replace the nativity with winter festival. Giorgia Meloni says no, and we'll see whether that's successful. A wonderful conversation with Gene Marks about the housing collapse caused by the Federal Reserve raising those rates so quickly. People now can compete for a mortgage that's around between 6.5% and 7%. 2 years ago, that mortgage was 3% to 4%. That's how bad it is out there. And the housing numbers show it. We also then turn to Selena Zito reporting on the happiest surprise of the year, the revival of John Fetterman, the man she knew for years as mayor of Braddock and then lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. His health problems look to be solved. The remedy looks to be in place. And he's speaking and conducting himself wonderfully. His politics are evolving. He is no partisan Democrat extremist in any fashion. He's not provocative. He's a straight-up guy working to represent the people of Western Pennsylvania. Good for him. Also, Jim McTague reports on the local economy in Lancaster County, the happiest county in Pennsylvania. The Apple Store, which saw a drop-off in foot traffic after Cyber Monday, is back at full force, according to Jim. He had a good talk with the security guard at the Apple Store, someone he described as a retired policeman about Jim's age, and they had a jovial conversation, Jim the reporter. SpaceX getting ready for the next test of Starship. This will be prototype 28. And Super Heavy, this will be prototype 10. When and if the regulators clear it. And to Ingenuity, the flying toaster on Mars, what the Ingenuity engineers have learned in the first 69 flights putting to use in the 70th flight. They've made progress figuring out how to make Ingenuity go fast. And this is all a prototype or a model for the future, all the little ingenuities that are going to fly to Mars. The way to explore Mars is clearly a drone, a helicopter. Richard Epstein joins to talk about the Colorado Supreme Court decision about the eligibility of the former President Trump for the ballot in Colorado. Richard then turns his conversation to Special Counsel Smith and the claim of immunity by former President Trump, and what is to be done. I have a happy conversation with novelist David McCluskey, who's a CIA veteran, CIA officer retired, who is now writing of the Russian state security around Vladimir Putin. This is an up-to-date. It's not KGB. This is FSB, SVR, GRU, the modern version of the old KGB NKVD. It's a thriller. I enjoyed reading it. It's very violent, as the Russians tend to be on their own turf. And then Henry Sikorski joins to debate Atoms for Peace, December 1953, the speech by Dwight David Eisenhower. There is reason to believe that that's the origin of proliferation of nuclear technology, nuclear weapons. If you have a nuclear power station, you have the potential to make a nuclear weapon. What is to be done? Nothing. It has been done effectively so far. What about the future? And then finally, Richard Epstein returns to talk about the First Amendment on a public campus and a private campus. Big difference between public and private universities and freedom of speech. And then the decision by the Republicans to pursue investigation of Mr. Biden for impeachment, which Richard believes is unwise. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.